Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown here with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and this time we're looking forward to our Aspire Cleaning and Facilities race day on Wednesday the 18th of June, and it's during Royal Ascot as well. There's plenty of gaps in between the races to make sure we can follow all what's happening on the second day at Royal Ascot on the big screens all around the course. It's been a busy month already for Hamilton Park. This will be our fourth meeting of June, and the next one coming up will be a really big one as well. It's our Indigo Unified Comms Saints and Sinners race night, Thursday the 26th of June is the date for your diary. That's a really big evening card, and all for a good charity cause as well. Good card, though, looking ahead to this latest meeting. It's seven races. It's between 2:15 and 5:55, and just looking at some of the races, our 4 o'clock is the Follow Us on X at Hamilton Park Racecourse Handicap. It's over 6 furlongs, and we've got a mare coming into this race banging form. Number 6, Iris Dancer, trained in Cumbria by Tristan Davidson, ridden by Andrew Mullen, and fresh from scrambling home in a photo finish last Wednesday night over course and distance. She's in great form, this 7-year-old mare. It was her 7th course success as well last Wednesday night. Every single one of her wins at Hamilton Park coming over 6 furlongs. 7 wins. That takes her just behind Jordan Electrics, who's the current record holder at Hamilton Park with 9 races. He's currently not racing at the moment. He will be back, according to his trainer, Jim Goldie. But speaking to Tristan Davidson, Iris Dancer is going to be back for more at Hamilton Park between now and the end of the season, and who knows how many wins she can end up with. In that photo finish last Wednesday, she only pipped Havana Rum by a head, and Havana Rum reopposes this time round. It could be close between the two, but it's over 6 furlongs. It's what we call a handicap sprint. The race before that, the 3:23, the Aspire Cleaning and Facilities Handicap, we dropped back to 5 furlongs, the minimum distance for racing on the flat, of course, 1,000 metres, and another horse here in form, and a filly called Woohoo, who is bidding to extend her winning sequence to 4 in the bounce. Now, she gave Lauren Young her very first winner on turf. She'd had winners in the old weather, but when she won first time earlier on this season at Hamilton Park, that was Lauren Young's first winner on turf. Lauren since followed up on the horse at Ayr. She's from Kilmarnock, so that would have been Lauren's local track. And then Woohoo completed a hat-trick under Paul Mulrennan at Musselburgh just 11 days ago. Lauren's back on board, and that's a race where there'll be plenty of pace on. You're talking about round about 60 seconds for that race to take place between start and finish. Our first race on the card is the RacingTV.com Apprentice Handicap, 1 mile, 1 furlong on this occasion. The guy that's been riding all those winners at Hamilton Park, Kaya Fraser, rides rampant for the Merseyside trainer, Patrick Morris. Kaya's recently ridden out his claim, and some of the young stars of the present and the future riding in that opening race. A good maiden for restricted band C, B and D, 2-year-olds in a 2:50, so not a lot of form to go on. Some of them have got limited form, some of them having their first days at school. And then we go all the way through to our final race of the day at 5-6. It's the Scottish Racing supporting Racing with Pride Handicap. This time our distance is 1 mile and 3 furlongs. Ian Jardine, he saddles Ravenscraig Castle, who's got form over hurdles. His stable apprentice, Mohammed Tabdi, is in the saddle. So all in all, really competitive stuff. We look forward to seeing you all at Hamilton Park for our fourth meeting of the month. It's, I think, 3 meetings in a week. Everyone's been very, very busy, but always happy to welcome you. And remember, book in advance, especially for that big Saints and Sinners race night coming up on Thursday, the 26th of June. As always as well, more details on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website.